insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 35th verse of chapter Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ
But indeed, I will send to them a gift and see with what reply the messengers will return.
So, dear listeners, in the previous episodes, we were aware of the fact that the contents of the letter was read to the people of Sheba. They said, we are really full of power. And she says that we have to somehow test them. We have to test to understand whether this enemy that we are facing with is from the kings, is from the tyrants, or he is from the true messengers of the Almighty Allah. So we will send him a kind of present. إِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاذِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ I will send him a present, and I will wait to see what answer the messengers return. So what she did is that she sent some presents. She had written in her letter addressing Solomon that if he was a prophet, he would recognize slave men and slave girls from each other. Because as we said in the previous episode, what the Queen of Sheba sent Solomon as a present was 500 selected slaves and 500 selected particular slave maids, but they were having the same clothes, and the men among them were having earrings and bracelets. Now, what she wrote in the letter to Prophet Solomon was that if you are a prophet, you would recognize them. So she mounted them on worthy horses, which were ornamented very heavily, and she sent them accompanied with considerable amount of jewelry. By the way, she told her representative that if he observed that Solomon's look was wrathful to him as soon as he arrived, he should know that it was the manner of the kings. But if Solomon received him kindly, if Solomon received him with good temper, he should know that Solomon is a prophet. And this is another fact that how wise this Queen of Sheba was.
(Speaking in Hebrew)
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear brothers and sisters, up to this point, we have understood that the contents of the letter sent from Solomon in the first place to Sheba is the start of all these actions and reactions. Actually, a chain of reactions is happening after the letter of Prophet Solomon. Now, whatever was said in these verses about the contents of Solomon's letter to the people of Sheba can be made a sample for the style of letter writing. And this is sometimes one of the most important matters of life. This letter begins with the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, and the essential subject is said through two calculated sentences. Now, we will have a look at this letter, at the contents of this letter, more because we believe that the chain of reactions happening after receiving this letter by the people of Sheba and the Queen of Sheba as well was really important. It is understood from Islamic history of narrations that our Islamic great leaders always emphasized that letters should be written shortly, free from any kind of useless matters, and completely calculated. Through a circular, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam wrote to his employees and representatives that they should make their pen points sharp and make the lines of their writings close to each other and avoid writing unnecessary matters in their letter because the Muslim properties could not bear any loss. Making the pen points sharp causes that the words are written in small form and the lines being close to each other, it means that unnecessary things will be omitted from the letter. And this results not only in good economy, but also saving the time of both writer and reader. And sometimes abundance causes that main purpose of the letter be confused among the additional and other sentences, so that both the writer and the reader of it may not obtain their goal. What Prophet Solomon, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, did in this matter was that he wrote the letter as short as he could. It was so concise that literally by having a look at the contents, having a look at the page, you would understand the contents. Principally, someone's letter is a sign for showing his personality, and it is like one's messenger. We'll talk more, dear listeners, in this episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.